Hi, I'm Manny, and you're listening to the AirLab Podcast. Today we've got a lot of exciting updates to share. We're going to dive into a recap of year one of the Oyster Reef Restoration Project and what's ahead in the second year of the project. We're also going to be talking about a landline feature that was recently released, and of course, NatureFest 2024, where we've got some special activities lined up. Let's get started. All right, so to start, I want to take a moment to reflect on year one of our Oyster Reef Restoration Project. Over the past year, we've made significant progress on multiple fronts. The first phase was all about planning, community consultation, and designing experiments that will guide the reef's restoration. We work closely with local scientists, government agencies, and community members to ensure the project is not only scientifically sound, but also benefits the people living here on the Eyre Peninsula. Now, as we enter year two, things are getting real. This year is all about reef building. We're in the process of sorting out some permitting stuff that we need to start constructing the reefs. And once the permits are sorted, then we'll begin placing materials to form the foundations of our reefs. This will be a huge step, and we're really looking forward to getting things underway. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Landline, it's a long-running program on ABC that focuses on rural and regional issues across Australia. They explore everything from agriculture to environmental projects, and we're super stoked to have been featured in their latest episode, which just aired last week. The Landline crew interviewed myself, as well as various community members, to get the perspective of the industry side of things, the environmental side of things, as well as this perspective of the traditional owners, the NAO. So it was a really comprehensive, really well done piece of journalism. So huge shout out to Amelia Cossington for her excellent reporting and for helping us share our story with a broader audience. In case you missed it, you can catch the full 10-minute segment by clicking the link in our Instagram bio or by checking the link in the show notes for the Landline episode. It's well worth a watch. And now on to one of the more exciting events for the year, NatureFest 2024, brought to you by Lower Eyre Coast Care. NatureFest is going to be running from October 10th to October 13th. So that's Thursday to Sunday this week. And there's going to be a variety of panels, discussions, exhibitions, and community activities. So first things first, we've got Science by the Sea. So that's going to be on Thursday, October 10th from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30. And Science by the Sea is bringing together researchers from Flinders Uni, Adelaide Uni, as well as our local environmental groups, which are currently probing, sampling, observing, mapping, and measuring the marine life and oceanographic processes here in Coffin Bay. This lineup of speakers will include Janine Baker, aka Marine Janine, discussing the marine hitchhikers of the Southern Eyre Peninsula. We also have Dr. Adrian Warner from Flinders Uni doing a presentation on the threat to Coffin Bay from nutrient enrichment and its recent findings. We also have a dear friend of the show, Dr. Dominic McAfee, aka the Oyster Nerd from Adelaide Uni, doing a bit of an update and presentation on the native oyster reefs in Coffin Bay, as well as just a general Q&A involving all the local environmental organizations. So it'll be a good opportunity to hear the latest on all the research projects that are underway, and to learn how you can contribute to the research and protection of our local ecosystems here. So this one's going to be at the Coffin Bay Yacht Club, Thursday, October 10th, 6:30 to 9:30. It's going to be free, but registration is necessary to book a seat. You can find the link to book a seat in the show notes and on our Instagram bio link. So the next part of NatureFest that we've got is Through the Lens, a closer look below the waters of Coffin Bay. This is a multimedia exhibition. It's going to be held in the Coffin Bay Community Hall between Friday, October 11th, all the way through to Sunday, October 13th. Entry on Friday is between 11 a.m. to 5, Saturday is 10 to 5, and then Sunday is 10 to 4. And it's a just gold coin entry, and there will be lots of exhibitions from universities, as well as local underwater photographers, and there will also be a marine ranger there on Friday at around 2 p.m. It's going to be really cool. Go check it out. It'll be open for a few days, so definitely worth going and having a look at. There's also going to be a walk along Long Beach here in Coffins. The nature of Long Beach is going to be a walk amongst the flamboyant shorebirds for World Migratory Bird Day. We'll pick up some ID tips and get a close look at some real birds through some scopes. And we'll take a guided walk with a team of experts to learn more about the sort of local ecology and how these endangered shorebirds interact with our native oyster reef ecosystems, which will be really cool. And lastly, we have a really exciting announcement. We are partnering up with Cuddy's Glass Bottom Boat Tours to deliver a special set of tours during Nature Fest. So from Friday the 11th through Sunday the 13th of October, we'll have three tours essentially running each day out to the native oyster reefs here in Coffins. So pretty recent discovery. We came across a section of living native oyster reef. It's really the only sort of ecosystem like it in mainland Australia. And so we'll be taking out tours to go have a viewing of it during the high tides. So if you want to go and see the native oyster reefs, you can go to our Instagram. You could find the link there. It's also in the show notes as well. And yeah, book a seat. So these tours, they're really only going to run just for Nature Fest. We're not going to be doing it outside of this. So it's a really good opportunity to go and actually have a look at this incredible ecosystem that doesn't exist anywhere else in Australia. So if you're keen to do that, check that out. And yeah, have a look at all the other stuff going on for Nature Fest. If you're after any more information, go to our Instagram, find it all there, head to the website. And all of this is also on the Lower Air Coast Care website as well. So the links will be in the show notes. Check that out. And guys, thanks so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all around Nature Fest. Cheers.